All right. If you miss the show, you can go two ways. You can go to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcast, go to the name of this show, Living the Good Life, and look for the date. Or you can go to YouTube, because we're on live now on YouTube. So you can go to YouTube/Tantalk Radio. That's not Tantalk Network. It's Tantalk Radio on YouTube. Tantalk Radio/Living the Good Life, which is the name of the show. And you're going to find a bunch of them with dates, and you can listen to them. Pretty cool, isn't it, Betty, now that we are on YouTube? It's a joy. It really is. It's a blessing.
Oh, yes, to be able to see you, and to be able to, if you miss the show, you can now go back and listen to it. And I like to hear the McKays right before, especially on Living the Good Life.
Oh, I know.
Set it up to record just a few minutes before. And they are really a blessing.
Oh, I mean, they're powerful.
They are on fire for God. And, you know, that transfers over to us, you know, for the next 2 hours. And it's just a miracle to be able to be on before them. On the radio. I mean, the way that social media is so important for getting the word out, because a lot of people use it. A lot of people don't go to church, but they'll hook up YouTube and watch. So yes, it is a blessing. That another again is a blessing to be thankful for, is to be able to have those shows on YouTube.
Amen. And so you just might come down on December 29th, huh? Because you'd kind of like to be a part of that big McKay event.
Oh, I would love to. I mean, I've seen them in the radio station.
Yeah.
And I've heard them, but, you know, maybe to see them in person. And I might be one of those ones, Pastor, that I'll bring a handkerchief and I'll dab your forehead.
You're so funny. They are so sweet when they take. Their people take such good care of them.
And yes, I do
complain to our Beaconites about that. So anyway, just as Angel, talk about our Thursday night show, please. You probably thought I forgot. No, I didn't.
I did not think so. So Thursday night here on this station at 6:06 p.m., we have Go Yard, which is our life coaching radio show. It's me, Dr. Angel, and Mama Mac over there, your alter ego. And
that's right.
It's a show of helping our listeners learn to hit those home runs in life, learning how to live life, live it well. We take topics, we dive all the way down to the root of it, and give our listeners great practical tools to get through.
Mm-hmm. We love doing it every Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. And that's a call-in show, so you can call in on some of the shows. We will tell you at the beginning of the show if it's live in the call-in show. But a lot of them are. Most of them are, actually. So we welcome you to join us. This Thursday night will be a Thanksgiving show on generosity. What does that mean? So it'll be a good show. We did it last year, but we're repeating it this week because I'm out of town. And I think I'm in town right this minute, though. I appear to be. Yeah. So anyway, check out the shows. So we got a lot going on. Yes. So we'll have a big celebration with the McKays and their beautiful, beautiful people, and a wonderful dinner on December 29th, 10 a.m. So come to Beacon of Hope that day, and any day you're always welcome in the house of the Lord. So with that said, it's hard to believe that we are already close to the end of 2019. I don't know about y'all, but I just feel like life just passes by very quickly. Does anybody else feel that way, or is it just me? I mean, it just feels like things just zoom right by. And Betty, one of the joys this year is that you have been able to be here 4 times already this year. Megan, your daughter, was here last weekend. It is a joy to have your family a part, and you, a part of our board of directors, be a part of the intricacies of Beacon of Hope. And to tell our listeners, I first met you in about 1988 or 89 when your family came to the church I was pastoring in Indiana. And little Megan was about 9 years old. So long time ago, you know?
Yeah, so, almost 3 decades.
Right. Long time ago. So anyway, I mean, but you know what? That says something about the goodness of God, too, that here we are this many years later and such close friends and working in the vineyard, I guess I'm looking for, of the Lord all this time together. It's pretty cool.
Well, we've been, I think, probably the first time we walked in the doors in Newcastle, we just felt I don't know what you call it. We just felt a connection in the spirit. And we've been prayer partners, you know, except for that, you know, those few years that, you know, we lost contact with each other. We had a special bond in the spirit. And that when we connected again, you know, so many odd years after that, we just picked right up where we left off.
Right.
And that's what God does. God, even though there was an absence of communication between us for so many years, God said, it's time to reconnect. It's time to reestablish what you had started. I need you to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what he's done. You know, we've been through some battles. You know, God is our God is our strength.
Amen.
And
Amen.
He's seen us through a lot.
Yes,
and,
he has.
You know, the ministry's been through a lot.
Right.
But you know, we're in a new season now,
mm-hmm.
and he's taking us to a new level that we've never been before, and that's what we want other people to experience.
Right.
Is the goodness, you know, the good Father.
Yes.
The reckless love of God. I mean, you have to be able to know what we're talking about. We want you to experience it and to be able to experience. Pardon me, I've got some stuff going on in my.
You're fine. Fine.
We want to give people that opportunity to say, "Hey, come worship, come and be a part of what God's doing in your geographical area." Because God's moving in overseas. He's moving here in Michigan. He's moving in Indiana and Florida. I mean, he's moved all 50 states.
Amen.
God is moving in some way. And I just wish that the people that don't know him as well as we do come and be a part and understand exactly what we're talking about.
Amen. And if you do, you'll experience some amazing music at Beacon of Hope these days. Here's one of these songs, All My Hope by Crowder. One of our favorites. Love the new contemporary music, Hal.
I've been held by the Savior. I've felt a fire from above. I've been down to the river. I ain't the same, a prodigal return. In Jesus, thank God that yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven, I've been washed by the blood. I'm no stranger to the prison. I've worn shackles and chains, but I've been freed and forgiven. Yes, I have. I'm not going back. I'll never be the same. That's why I sing. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. There's a kind of thing that just breaks a man. Break him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. years old. Then he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. Come on and sing. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. Yes, all my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. Come on and sing. All my hope is in
is in Jesus. And that's why we have this Thanksgiving show today. Why are we on the air all these 12 plus into our 13th year? Because we want to express the greatness of God, how good he is and what he has in store for us. Let's go to Psalm 9, verse 9. Psalm 9, verse 9. The Lord also will be a refuge and a high tower for the oppressed, a refuge and a stronghold in times of trouble. I don't know about you, but I know that we all have times of trouble. And in fact, in the Amplified Bible that I have in front of me, it says high cost, destitution, and desperation. Have you ever had a time when your finances just seemed out of whack? You were destitute, perhaps, and you were desperate in some area of your life. Maybe you were just emotionally wrung out and nothing was working out for you. Listen to verse 9 again. Psalms 9, 9. What year is this? 19. This is a good way to remember this. The Lord also will be a refuge and a high tower for the oppressed, a refuge and a stronghold in times of trouble. And verse 10, they who know your name, that's Jesus, who have experience and acquaintance with your mercy, love that, will lean on and confidently put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek, inquire, require you on the authority of God's word and the right of necessity. Sing praises to the Lord, verse 11, who dwells in Zion. Declare among the peoples his doings. We got to sing praises and we got to talk about what he's up to. Talk to us about that, Angel. I mean, I think so often we just go silent, like at Thanksgiving dinner in front of our relatives. What you been up to? Oh, not a lot, just working. I mean, how many times you heard that answer?
Oh, my goodness.
And rarely do you hear someone say, this has been a powerful year. God has been answering prayer right and left. How frequently do we hear that at dinners?
You're right, we do. And it's funny because psychologically speaking, people tend to only talk about the negative things that are going on.
Why is that, Dr. Angel?
You know, because that's what they focus on. Like, even when it comes down to like reviews on business, people are more likely to give a negative review than take the time to do it when it's positive. We just aren't taking the time to focus on the positive. And then we wonder why we're feeling defeated and we're feeling depressed or we're feeling overwhelmed a lot, because God is doing amazing things in our life. God's working and providing a lot for us, but we're not thinking about it.
We're not thinking in those terms.
Acknowledging it.
Well, verse 11, one more time, then I'm going to Betty. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare among the peoples his doings. Declare among the peoples his doings. In other words, talk about what God's up to. God's up to all kinds of stuff. I just told you what he's been doing with my friend Barbara. God is up to healing. God is working in our lives. He is setting us free. Betty, talk to us about all that. This is the last show in that series, Set Free. And that's what God's doing. And we get set free by magnifying God. And we're going to talk more about that concept in a minute. Betty, you're up.
Okay, if I may read out of the Message Bible, Those same verses. And I love the different versions. It says,
yes.
God, a safe house for the battered, mm-hmm. a sanctuary during bad times.
Yeah.
The moment you arrive, you relax. You're never sorry you knocked. And it in that old, that version where it says knock.
Yeah.
Knock, seek, and...
Ask, seek, knock.
The scripture.
Ask, seek, knock.
Yeah, and that's what we have to do, is we have to not be afraid,
mm-hmm.
out of fear.
Right.
To be able to talk to others about what God is doing, a testimony of what God's doing in our life. One person I think that you could ask what God's doing in their life is my daughter, Megan.
Right.
Is that she's, she's out in ministry, in different areas, and she's ministering to people that probably no one would even think about talking to. The ones who have disabilities, the one who seems to hold their head down when you want to talk to them, but their head is raising up when she talks to them. So we know that there is a light that shines there that lives in each and every one of us. And we can't put a basket over it and hide it. We have got to be more diligent in getting the word and out to people.
I agree.
To be able to talk to them, not
yes.
to be afraid to pray for them.
Yes.
I know after church, she showed me a text, excuse me, from a lady who says, thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Wow.
I mean, just...
That's what people want. They just want... Yes.
Just want to express
mm-hmm.
themselves
mm-hmm.
as someone who will listen.
Amen.
And will not just say, I'll pray for you,
mm-hmm.
and then walk on. Is that you stop and you pray with them. If someone needs help, you help them. That's just a part of...
Yes.
Giving back what God has given you and how much blessing that he has blessed you with. And it's just amazing what God is doing now. And the more that we become Christ-like, the more we start talking like Christ, the more we start walking the walk, the quicker the word's going to get out. There's going to be a lot of people who
Amen.
Are... who are hurting,
yes.
and especially right now during these times, during the holidays, it's really hard for people. Sometimes maybe they've, some very close friends of ours, Joe's boss, his family, lost their husband and their father during Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's very hard.
Yeah, it is.
Especially this time of year, it's very hard for some people because they have that empty chair that won't be filled this year.
Right.
But always practice. We do this. We did this with Grayson. We do it with God. Is practice the presence of God.
Amen. Amen.
Is letting, even though you don't see him, he's here. He's there.
Yeah.
And it's just so important to be able to remember that God's still on the throne.
Oh, amen. And we have to remember to praise him in the midst of whatever it is we're going through. Let's go to Psalm 69:30, because we talked about this morning at Beacon, and we talked about magnifying God and about minimizing God. And I think that too often we are used to downplaying the role of God in our lives, especially when we're around people who maybe... we're not sure how they feel about God, so we just don't mention it. Or maybe they're sick and you don't offer to pray for them because, well, what would they think? Or you don't invite them to church because they think I'm weird. I mean, I got this crazy church with this crazy pastor who loves to worship God. That, I don't know if I can do that. And so we minimize the power of God. Angel, talk about this. We don't magnify it. We don't bring it up to full view because, just like with the writing on our new Beacon pens, it is so small you can bear it. It takes an effort to read that print on those pens, right? It's become a great metaphor for sermons, the mistake on those pens. But you want to talk about that, the minimizing that we do so often just to fit in or to not be different than somebody else.
You're right. We do that a lot. And it's happening more and more in our culture. You know, just on social media now, you'll see a lot of times people are going through a difficult time and they might ask for prayer on their Facebook page or whatever. And people that I know who are Christians, who believe in the power of prayer, will answer, oh, sending light and love, to be kind of more PC.
Or sending good thoughts.
Right.
Yeah.
Unicorn dust or what. I'm like, wait
unicorn
a minute.
Unicorn dust?
that one's come across several times.
Okay. I'm sorry, but that's crazy.
But that's what we're doing. We're minimizing the power of prayer instead of saying, yes, I'm standing with you. I'm in agreement with you. And, you know, praying with you and praying for you right now, we're kind of minimizing it and calling it something else to look cool
to look
or acceptable
cool or new agey or whatever.
Right, exactly.
We've got to learn to magnify God.
Yes,
and,
we do.
And that includes talking about how great he is. That's what magnification is. You know, when you blow something up bigger, you know. Now, it's not exaggeration. This is magnification, where we are showing how great. How great is our God? Betty, we did that song like twice today, didn't we, Angel?
Yes, we did.
And then we sang it in the sermon too, everybody. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? We're magnifying the power of God. We are saying, God is this cool. He is this great. He needs to be praised. He needs to be magnified. Psalm 69, verse 30, David said, I will praise the name of God with a song. We use a lot of music on this show. Why? Because songs relay the truth. They so often, they're wonderful. I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Boy, we get it all in right there. Thanksgiving and magnification and praise. All in the same verse.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Betty, people who magnify their problems, magnify their aches and their pains and their depression over and minimize the power of God. And I tell you, I said this at the beginning of the show, but it was such a blessing, Angel, to come up, people coming up so many today for prayer. And that little child, there was a 9-year-old or 10-year-old child there for the first time today. And she got in the prayer line, Betty. And it was such a joy. And so in the hallway afterwards, she said to me, do you know I can sing? And I said, no, I don't know you can sing. She said, would you like to hear me sing? I said, yeah, why don't we do that? She belted out the first two lines of Amazing Grace, and that girl can sing. And I thought, look at that. A little 9 or 10 year old girl, that first time she'd been at Beacon. Do you want to hear me sing? Yeah, I want to hear you sing. I want to hear you magnify God. And she goes, I can do the whole thing. I said, all right. Okay, we're going to have you sing. You know, what does that do to your heart, Betty, when we magnify? Like even a child, a small child, you have two beautiful grandchildren who absolutely love God and magnify him, don't they? Zoe, Grace, and Andrew.
Oh yeah, because we we were going to the, then I'll get back to the little girl because I'm trying so hard not to cry. Because you know me and kids.
There were three little girls at church today, Betty.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a sign.
Yeah, three little girls two separate families.
The child shall lead them.
Yes, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And we were going to the barn. I had to move my horses. And Andrew was in the front seat, and Zoe Grace was in her car seat, and she just started just singing, Lord, I love my mom, I love my brother.
I can so hear her.
I love the horses, I love my dog. You know, it's pure.
Yeah.
There is no sweetness. It was just
sweet.
Sweet, you know, the sweet, sweet sound in,
yes.
In God's ear.
Yes.
That song.
Yes.
And it was just, it came from her heart. It came from, she was singing like with her whole heart.
Wow.
And we have to be so childlike in that realm of giving praise and worship and magnification to the King of Kings. Now, if I could have imagined what Jesus' face looked like, because she loves God, she loves to sing, and she sings just because, I mean, it may not, you know, maybe doesn't carry a tune, but it does the Lord so good to hear someone who is truly worshiping Him with their whole heart. And when you do that, I don't know what it is. It's just, you know, that spirit of heaviness lifts off of you when you get into that realm of praise and thanksgiving and magnify the Lord. There's no words to really describe
just,
it. I know you guys know what I'm talking about.
Betty, it's life-changing, and people have got
your mind.
Yes.
Oh, your mindset changes, your whole attitude changes, all of the things that you were complaining about, and, you know, oh, poor me, poor me, poor me, turns into praise God, thank you for helping me. And those are the things that we need to declare with our mouth at the top of our lungs, saying, God, thank you for making me. But we don't. We have a tendency to fall back to the negative. But if we would stay, you know, on that hope meter that Angel has, if we would look at life and say, okay, all right, yeah, I'm having some financial difficulty, having some marital issues right here, but God, I'm going to start right now. I'm at a 2, but by next week, I'm going to be at a 6. Because I'm going to start reading, I'm going to start praising, I'm going to put music on, and I am going to get my hope meter up by Thanksgiving Day. When people walk through my door, I'm going to be so thankful for them that there may be anger,
praise
there
God.
May be jealousy with, you know, with family members, because sometimes it's hard to get with family members
right.
that you may have a little tiff with, but if you say, God, please help me, I forgive them, help me to be all you want me to be on Thursday, maybe even Friday, Black Friday, when you go shopping.
Yeah.
Don't be a heathen. Don't be a heathen. Let Christ shine through you.
Amen.
I mean, there are so many ways that we can magnify God.
That's right.
In just simple ways.
Amen. Do it again, Elevation Worship. Love this new song.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed me yet.
great is your faithfulness. Praise God. This is my confidence. Never failed me yet. I like that song. That's a new one. I really like it. The words are amazing. You've never failed me yet. Great is your faithfulness, Angel. When we magnify God and it just oozes. That's the word I'm looking for. Oozes out of us because we're magnifying him and we are so involved in lifting him up and giving him the credit for the answers to prayer and giving him the blessing for comforting us and helping us and talking to us and all that stuff.
Well, it changes us. You know, Betty, we talked about before we did the song about when you spend time praising God, like it just lifts your spirits. It does. It takes us out of our pits of, you know, despair. It takes us out of feeling discouraged. As we are praising him, it's ministering to us. It's changing us on the inside out. Like it draws us closer to him.
Oh, it does.
It encourages us. Mm-hmm. It builds our hope. But it is literally changing us. Like, you know, it's funny because I, you know, in the Jeep, I love to put my praise and worship music on. And there's just times when I'm just having a really bad day. And if I come to work with no music on, like, I'll carry that crappy feeling all day. If I just put on my praise, and by the time I get to work, I look like a different person than who got in the car.
Because praise makes us look good. It shows up on our face.
It sure does.
And in our body language, don't you think? When we're praising God, I know the word says it praises becoming to you. It makes you look good. Go ahead.
It does. It changes us. And people see that. And what they're seeing is, you know, the joy of the Lord just coming off of us. And, you know, I think that's one of the biggest ministry things that we can have is just putting that praise and glorifying and thanking God for what he's done and what he has done and what he's doing and what he's giving, you know, how he's blessing us. Because that spirit just comes off of us. And people, this world is a world of despair, and they need hope. And we're living, breathing hope.
Oh, amen. Amen. And I think so often we get into bad ruts of magnifying our problems, our depression, our lack of love. Perhaps we don't have anybody in our life in that form, that marriage or a person you're in relationship with, and we just feel depressed, discouraged, nobody loves me, everybody hates me, I think I'll go eat worms. That mentality, that we can get there, and when we do that, we are minimizing the power of God to change our circumstances. Today, I was at the table at lunch with my good friend Debbie and with the rest of the table were new people that had never been there before. And we were discussing how God answers prayer. And everybody was recounting. Debbie and I started talking about how we had met when she needed, it's a long story, but she and her husband, Stephen, are my very, very, very close friends. And they're as much parents to my dogs as I am. And so we were talking about that and how that was no coincidence that day that we met and how God moved in that situation. That caused two people at the table to talk about experiences similar where they had seen God move in their life and how we were sitting there magnifying God. That's my point, Angel. You want to run with that? Betty, do you need to leave right now? I'm sorry, I forgot to ask you.
No, ma'am, we're fine.
Okay. All right. So, Angel, comment on that. We'll go to Betty about that. And we were just sitting there magnifying God.
And exactly. And as we magnify God, you know, we're feeding the goodness of the Lord, and it just makes other people want to focus on how God is, what he's done in their life, or see maybe for the first time that maybe that was God working in my life. And so we're feeding those seeds of hope, and we're feeding those seeds of the goodness of God, and it grows. It's contagious, you know?
It is contagious, right?
Yes.
It really is. And I had to get a whooping cough shot Friday. They didn't tell either of you. Man, my arm hurts. And a tetanus shot because I'm getting ready to spend time with my 13th grandbaby who will be born in January. And they are now saying you got to be very careful because whooping cough is still a problem, you know.
Yeah.
And so I did that because I wanted to minimize the chances of that new baby boy getting sick because of me. as I take care of him and help with him, right? And so often we have to take measures to minimize a problem. Didn't like getting that shot because I knew my arm would be like it is right now still. But when we minimize the issue and magnify, I am so blessed that I'm getting my 13th grandbaby, right? Regardless of the fact I had to get a shot for it, right? I mean, we have to look at our perceptions there, Betty. That's what I'm trying to say. What do we minimize? What do we magnify?
Well, and you know me, I talk too much. Sometimes I just need to shut up and listen. But one of the things that we need to do is junk in, junk out.
Right. We got to be careful. Yeah.
We have to have a mindset change to be able to see a difference in our lives. And we do that by praising, by worshiping, getting set in a church who believes in the full gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yes.
And by the way, folks, Beacon of Hope is that church.
Amen.
If you don't have a home church, we have to be able to step out of our comfort zone.
Right.
We talk about this almost all the time, is we've got to step out of our comfort zone. We've got to get out of that realm of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get out of the mindset of people don't like me, people are always against me, I'm always the victim.
Right.
I'm sure, you know, Dr. Angel can even counterpart this, because we have to have that mindset change so that we can go to the next level in Christ, is being able to like study a few scriptures and then go up to the next level of scriptures.
Right.
Is not starting in the book of you become a Christian, you start in the book of Revelation, it might be overwhelming.
Yeah.
So
right.
It is to take a few steps, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, mm-hmm. and John, or James, only 5 chapters. But it all becomes apparent that once we step outside of our comfort zone, we give it to God and say, okay, God, help me to focus on the positive.
Amen.
Help me to focus that I breathe every day. Thank you, God, that I have food on my table,
exactly.
that I have a roof over my head.
Yes.
And those are just the things that we need to survive. It's mm-hmm. just food, water, and shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the love of Christ
right.
to get us through. And that should be enough to maybe not catapult us, but push us into the next level of, okay, God, I understand. I don't understand what I'm going through, but I know that you got this.
Yes.
You are in control.
Yes. Yes.
And that I am going to take that. I'm going to, mm-hmm. again, I like that hope meter thing.
I did,
is
too.
Is that you take that hope meter and say, okay, God, I am at a 2, but I want to be here. And you've got to give yourself something to look forward to.
Right.
And to set goals and set something ahead for yourself that is positive, so that you can get out of the negative and switch over to the positive.
I totally agree with all that. Let's look at Psalm 70, verse 4. That'll be probably the last scripture we look at on this show. But these are amazing verses. Mark them in your Bible. Psalm 70, verse 4. May all those, this is another Psalm of David, may all those who seek, inquire, and for you, and require you as their vital need, I'm in the Amplified Bible, rejoice, there's the word again, and be glad in you. And may those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. There it is. Psalm 70, verse 4. All those who love your salvation say continually. Not about just on Thanksgiving Day. No, let's say continually, let God be magnified. Let God grow in me. Let God be seen in my life. Let God be magnified in my circumstances. Talk to his angel. Woo, I love that Psalm 70, verse 4. Never got to there this morning.
No, but, that's
very
powerful.
Oh, it's such
powerful,
a great, powerful verse.
It really is. And if we just take this concept in, it will change us from the inside out. You know, I used to teach children's church back in the day, and when we talked on praising the God, praising God, and when you teach children's church, it's so easy to get the kids to sing and to move and to really praise. And we were talking about, you know, if we aren't willing to praise him, the rocks will cry out. Like, we need, you know, that praise is what just lifts us and changes the world around us. We want to see our world change. We want to see hearts come to Jesus. And we need to praise him and live in that spirit of thankfulness and gratitude and praise.
Well, I will go back to your metaphor of a ball game. How many times have you been at a ball game, perhaps, and the other team is just tearing it up and winning, and your team is just doing nothing? And you're just like sitting there, oh, my gosh, you're not cheering, you're not up on your heels, but let's say it's the Rays, and one after another, they get up and they hit home runs, and that's your team. And see, Betty, I got it in. And that's your team, and you're standing up, and you are having such a fun time. And I went to a game this summer with some of my clients, and I love these people. They're so sweet. And we sat there, and the Rays were just tearing it up. And we were all of us, just on our feet, and we were high-fiving each other. And, I mean, it was a fun time. Now, for the opponent, it was kind of a time where they just sat there. So you see, when we are magnifying, it gives us a good time. It's good for us. Praise is becoming to us. It looks good on us, Betty. We look good when we're praising God. Talk to us,
well,
Betty.
And we feel good. It comes out, and you just it makes us almost giddy. It makes us joyful. We may have come in with an attitude of, what do you call it, stinking thinking. We had the stinking thinking attitude, is why am I even here? And then you begin to praise, and you put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We lift up our voice to God. And it's just amazing what happens when we open our mouth and begin to praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Mm-hmm. It changes us. That's why we are told David understood this. That's why David was a man after God's own heart, because David wrote most of the Psalms, or at least a half of them, if not more. And David understood this concept. That's why he wrote this verse, Psalm 70, verse 4. May all those who seek, inquire of and for you, meaning God, and require you as their vital need. Do you require God as your vital need? May they rejoice and be glad, not just, oh, yeah, thanks, God. No, rejoice and be glad in you. And may those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Talk, Angel.
Well, it's just letting God be the God of our throne. Is he our priority? I mean, so many people, we talked about this in Bible study a few weeks ago, and I think the statistic was something about 75% of Americans profess to be Christian. But yet, we're living such defeated lives as a country, as a whole. I think it's the lack of magnifying and prioritizing God in our life. We say we're too busy. We say, oh, if this is what we need to live, we need God to... for every day of our life, we can't afford not to prioritize our time with him.
Magnification is not an option.
No,
it's a necessity.
It is.
Like drinking water. You know, they say you can go 3 or 4 days without drinking water, and then your body's in real big trouble, right? Mm-hmm. Got to drink water. It's a necessity. You got to eat. It's a necessity. Magnifying God is not an option, people. It is a necessity. And I wasn't going to play this. Now I am. I'm going to play it. I played it last week. But Hillsong, Who You Say I Am, because once you get this down on the inside of you, you want to magnify God, because he thinks you are amazing. He thinks you are special, because you are.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free, who is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I has ransomed me, his grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died.
Love that song. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. That's who I am. That's who you are. We got to magnify that whole thing. Betty, talk to us. God is blessing. Oh, he's blessing. Praise his holy name.
Yes, he is. He is working even when we don't see him working.
Amen.
He is working in the backgrounds on our behalf.
Yes.
And we just have to have hope. We have to have the mindset change of, God, you are working on my behalf. I am standing and I am believing
mm-hmm.
that you are working on my behalf, that I am going to see this come to fruition. And as long as we have that positive attitude, and we may not have a good support system in place, but once we start what we've been talking about the last, you know, seems like the last 2 hours have just gone really, really quick,
yep.
is that we have to have hope.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be able to praise him. We have
yeah.
to magnify him.
Yeah.
We have to know that he is greater than
yes.
any of our problems,
yes.
that he loves us more than anything else in this world. And just like that song says, we are children of, we're a child of God. You have a T-shirt that says, I am a child of
God. I
do. And that's where we have to stand unshakable, believing that God is going to see us through.
Amen.
And we seek shelter under the shadow of the Almighty,
mm-hmm.
you know, in times of trouble. But then once that shadow lifts and we are set free, we have found Christ,
Amen.
We have been given an opportunity for our light to shine in this world, that's when the light kicks on. Let's make this simplistic. Let's just say that God lift us up, and he does every day.
He does. He lifts us up.
Every day.
Yes.
He lifts us up.
He encourages us. He comforts us.
He does. He does in various ways, shapes, and forms.
Mm-hmm.
God is so ever-present in our world, and we just need to magnify the Lord and give him the praise that he's so worthy of, and watch, just try it, you know, even if it's just for just a few days, watch your attitude change.
It does. When we
watch your attitude.
Absolutely. And, you know, how do you change a mindset? How do you change your negative thinking? You begin to go on the opposite side and magnify your blessings. That's what Thanksgiving is all about. The pilgrims were magnifying the fact they had landed on solid ground, and they were able to eat off of the bounty of the land. The pilgrims were giving thanks to God. That's our heritage, people. Talk to us, Angel.
Well, you're exactly right. How we change that mindset is we feed the truth, you know.
Amen.
You know, not only are the praises of God what we should be doing, but it's also the truth for us. And
yes.
We're buying the lies. We're believing the negativity and the lies. And then it's affecting our mood, our emotions, our relationships, how we see ourselves, how we see God. Like, it just intertwines into our whole view. It's like we're picking up our, you know, lies glasses, and we're choosing to live our life through the vision of the lies that we believe. And feeding in that truth changes our perspective. It changes.
It does.
Everything, how we see everything, how we interpret everything.
It does.
It really changes it. And we have to choose to believe in the truth of God's word.
We do. It's a choice. You're right. We have to choose that. And we choose what we magnify, what we blow up, right? What we choose to look at. We are the ones making those choices. Nobody makes you choose depression and anxiety. You say, well, I don't choose that. It just happens to me. Yeah, but if you're not willing to do anything about it, you're going to stay there, right?
Well, exactly. You know, it's funny because in the counseling room, this is probably one of the most challenging things to do, is to help people change that mindset, that perspective. You know, but we choose what we put in, what we take into our lives. What are you taking in? You know, how many hours are you binge watching TV shows that are maybe full of defeat and drama and bad things? Or are you taking time to put in the word of God?
Amen.
Or put in the praises
Amen.
Of his name? Like, what you're putting in, just like Betty said earlier, garbage in, garbage out. Well, good in, good out, you know.
And what you say, what you feed.
What you feed grows, what you starve dies. It will change how you think. It will change how you feel. It will change how you act. Like, it will change you.
Amen. It will. There's a little song we're going to finish with today. It's called Jesus, I Believe. I love this song because it's a confession of what you believe. And we've done it many times at Beacon Now already. I really love it. Jesus, I Believe. And today, I want to leave you all with these thoughts, that Thanksgiving is more than a holiday where you eat pumpkin pie. It really is. And turkey. It is a time to recenter our focus on Almighty God and all the blessings that he has given us. It is a time to remind ourselves of how great God is. Betty, give us a final one-minute comment, and then Angel, because we're just about out of time, kids. Go ahead, Betty.
Well, one of the things that I want everyone to know is that God loves you no matter what.
Amen.
That no matter where you are, no matter what you've done, no matter what you think you have done, no matter you don't think that you're worthy enough, God loves you, and he sent his only son for you. So please, please understand that you are loved, that you are cared for, and there are people who love you. And one of those places would be at Beacon of Hope. Where healing happens. And again, if you need prayer, please send us a prayer request at prayers@BOHMglobal.com, and we would love to pray for you, and we would love to see God move on your behalf.
Thank you, Betty.
So happy Thanksgiving. May your turkey not be burnt, and may your mashed potatoes not be lumpy. And just always know that I love you both, and wish you nothing but the best Thanksgiving ever.
Thank you both. We love you. Thank you, Betty Thomas, Michigander that you are. Angel, final word?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, just to build on what Betty said, not only are we loved, but he wants good things. He wants to pour out his blessings. He is a good, good father.
Amen.
And, you know, it's time that we change that focus.
Absolutely.
And look for his blessings and give him the praise.
Amen. Thank you, Betty Thomas. Thank you, Dr. Angel Falzone, part of our radio team, both of you. What a blessing you both are. And we are going to start this song because we're getting ready to run out of time here. And I want to remind you all of God's goodness this Thanksgiving. Don't forget to give him thanks. Magnify him, not your problems. Listen to this and make some decisions as we play this song. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Betty Thomas, Dr. Angel Falzone bringing you the word today from Beacon of Hope Ministries. 10 a.m. Sunday morning is our service, 2058 Weaver Park Drive, Clearwater, Florida. God bless you. We'll see you next week. We love you.
I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. It's even the impossible can be reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. I wanna say what you're saying, speaking life to what is dead. And I wanna cling to you, Jesus, who hanging on your every breath. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see. And it's you in exchange for me. It's even the impossible is your reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. So let your kingdom come and let your will be done right here on earth, just like it is in heaven. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. It's even the impossible is your reality. I need to hear you now.
City.
FM 104.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Bloomberg Running. I'm Ann Cates. The House Intelligence Committee will start compiling findings from its impeachment investigation.